In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Nice to have you along. Hope you're having a good little Monday. I don't think it's raining out there.
No?
No?
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be right now. No, I got mostly cloudy, but no rain.
Good little weekend.
Wednesday.
Weekend.
The rain's back.
Yeah, but it's supposed to rain all week.
Yeah.
But not this past weekend. It was great.
No, it was nice.
I was able to golf. First time in a long time. Exciting.
It's the highlight of November. You're like, I got to get, I put my golf clubs away for the year.
My wife's out of town.
And did you have to pretend that you were sad?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Is that the ultimate husband lie? Is that the most common husband lie?
We have a lot of them.
Honey, I'm
But they do too.
I'm going to miss you so much.
Well, they do, but they do the same thing. See?
You don't think she generally misses you when you go on a trip?
Well, yes, but I miss her too. It's just that I don't really...
You don't really miss her.
I don't need her around for 3 days, you know? I mean, that's kind of nice. It's like... Things are a lot simpler.
See, I get called out. My gal travels for work.
Doesn't every guy feel this way?
Right?
And by the way, doesn't every woman feel this way? When the guy leaves for a couple of days, you're like, oh my God. Yeah, okay, I miss him. I love him. It's not personal. It's just like, it's nice. Get out of here.
I always give my girlfriend the, oh, what would I ever do without you?
Yeah.
Speech if she's
ever
known.
And she knows.
She knows.
I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, because she knows. I'm like, I'm fine. But then if I say, I'm like, oh, I miss you, then she's like, you liar.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and then I'm like, well, you're right. Like, what do you want?
See, I always wait for the question.
Because
she will ask, did you miss me? Yes, of course.
But she knows you're lying.
You know, that's up to her. At that point, it's on
it's
her.
On,
I said the right thing.
Yeah, you asked the question. You said the right answer.
Yeah, she asked, I answered, that's it.
Yeah.
How you feel about it from here on, go see your therapist. I can't help you.
Is there a man out there that is really like, oh, my God. My wife's leaving for 4 days. Whatever will I do? Is there anyone? Or are we all in the same boat where we're like, oh,
well,
no.
I can't picture it. I really can't.
There has to be one, right?
Like, meaning he's so helpless?
Well, I just, like, he's like literally like, oh, man. Like,
I love her so much.
She acts like if I leave for like 4 days, she acts like I'm gone for like a year. Like, it's the old timey days and I'm heading off to the Civil War and I may or may not return. Oh, there's a good chance I'm coming home.
I bet there are some. You know, you see those clingy couples.
Yeah, they're super.
That never leave each other's side. I bet they're those people are the types of people that get.
I hate those people. give us all bad reputations.
Yeah, I think us normies are.
Yeah.
Look, you know, I want her around. Like, I need her around. I love her.
Yes.
That but, said,
yeah,
you know, got the sticks out. Laid around, watch football. It's great. It's just simpler.
A day where I don't have to pick up the laundry off the floor.
Yep. You can put anything wherever you want.
Yeah.
You can eat whatever you want. It doesn't have to be a whole production.
I love that you used to go get a Little Caesars pizza, and it would like you'd eat it for like two or three straight days.
Oh, that's one of my major go-tos.
Yeah.
A pizza. I'm convinced that a large pizza is the best value on earth because. Even if you pay, I mean, I don't know, what's a large pizza these days? I try not to eat too much pizza.
Little Caesars are like a real pizza.
Let's talk about a real pizza. Like
$25.
Yeah, so if you pay $25 for a large pizza, bro, I can eat, I don't eat that much. I don't know, it doesn't look like it, but I don't eat that much. I could eat 3-4 meals off of that.
Yeah, it's great value.
And be good for, that's the best value you could have. And you don't have to go buy it. You don't have to go get it.
No.
They'll deliver it right to your door, and it can just sit in your fridge.
Throw some crazy bread on top of that, and you got yourself a hell of a weekend.
I'm sorry, there's nothing better.
Well, women often, they don't like that men can be happy in the simplest of terms. It's like you see, like, the guy that's the depressing guy in his apartment, and he's got, like, a TV on the floor, a PlayStation, and a chair. And you always see, like, the woman would be like, I can't believe men live like this. And the appropriate response is, you're just upset that a man can be happy with this. And so, yeah, there's an element of that.
I do think they think, what is he going to do without me? Because you know, there's always this, like, well, I'm underappreciated. I do this, I do that. He doesn't do, you know.
Yeah.
There's always that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, you know.
I lived before, and I'll live again. And
it may not be how you want it. Yeah. Look, here's what I'll tell you. The house may not be the way you want it when you return.
Yes.
But this is me living on my own.
Yes. I say that all the time. I'm like, could I live? Yes. Honey, is my life, would my life be much worse? Absolutely.
Yeah, I think
but
that's
let's
right.
not act like any of us would shrivel and die. And I tell her this, too. I'm like, if something happened to me, you would move on?
Yeah, she'd be fine.
She'd be fine.
She doesn't need
you're
you.
You're a catch. You got a good job. You're beautiful. You cook. You're great. Someone would.
You cook?
Well,
sweet
someone.
Teas.
I
sexist pig.
She is great. Well, I'm not allowed to cook and I'm not allowed to clean because I don't do either one of those things the way
she
wants.
You're great at cleaning. You can cook and you can.
Yeah. You're good. Yeah, look.
You're great at the sack.
Yeah.
Baby. You're a catch, baby.
I think I've got friends that are lining up waiting for something to happen to me. They're going to show up at my funeral and be like, I just want you to know I'm there for you. And then after that, they're just there. And she's like, no. And I'm like, you'd be fine. I give you 6 months and then you'd be like, well, I don't know. That guy at the gym's looking pretty good. Like, at the end of the day, no one wants to hear it. But when eventually everyone moves on, like you just. It's just, there's no one that's irreplaceable. Like, if you die, you think if you died, like, your wife's going to sit around for 10 years and mourn your death? No. It's not happening.
10 days.
I give it 2 good weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Have you seen the
Shane Gillis sketch where he's the plane crash?
No.
It's one of the funniest sketches. It was that, he had that YouTube show. It was,
Gillian Keys.
And he's on an airplane, and the plane's going down, and they're like, hey, call your loved ones. And it's everyone's, like, calling their loved ones, and he doesn't. He starts calling people that he hates and, like, talking S to him. And the lady next to him's like, you're not calling. He's like, you think I want to listen to my wife be at me for the last, like, 5 minutes of my life? He goes, she's going to probably sleep with someone within the next year, and that pisses me off. And then he's talking to the one lady. He goes, your daughter is going to be on Instagram within a day. You know what? Half a day. It's like, and so he just kind of goes on this. And it's true. Like, everyone moves on. But you can't say it. But it's the reality of it. If something happened to you, God forbid, your wife would be sad. And then eventually someone would come along and you would move on. That's just the way it is. And 4 days away from someone should not be a soul-crushing endeavor.
Anyway, I had a great weekend.
Yeah.
She's still not back. She's back tonight.
Oh.
I told her to Uber.
You didn't pull that, did you?
Well, she gets in pretty late.
You're doing the Uber from the airport?
Well, you know.
Wow, that's a bold move.
She gets in late.
Mm.
I need my beauty sleep.
Maybe drop an excuse how you have to be up earlier in the morning.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Well, I don't.
I don't think I could pull that off.
Yeah.
A 4-day trip?
Yeah, see, she left Thursday, maybe? No, she'll have Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
And you're pulling a, hey, sweet tease, why don't you go ahead and grab an Uber home?
That's right.
Hey,
and don't,
toots.
Don't talk back while you're at it, huh? Toots.
Wow. That would.
That's right.
Someone said, I thought Sook was going to do the you cook, clean, and don't talk back trifecta. Oh, no, she talks back. She cooks and she cleans.
Yeah, that's when you backhand her.
But she'll talk back. She has no problem with that
bye,
one.
Bitch.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
There it is, right on audio. right there on the audio board.
Rob's going to need an Uber to his divorce lawyer. No, she's not going anywhere
either. For God's sake.
You think she's starting over at this point either?
You think I'm going to step in it so bad that I'll get it that she...
Look, have you reached the point of mad, mutually sure destruction? Neither one of you is going anywhere.
No, she's not leaving and I'm not leaving.
Exactly at this point. You're like, you know, you got a dog together, there's a mortgage. You know, there's car insurance is linked. You're like, nah. I'm convinced that 90%, actually, it's more like 95% of couples stay together because splitting up is a hassle.
The subscriptions I was reading recently it's a big deal.
Yes.
Splitting up your subscriptions.
Yeah, what are you gonna
now
do?
In today's day and age?
Yeah.
That's so much of a hassle, it's a reason to stay together. Well, who gets Netflix? Who gets HBO?
Yeah. You don't want to pay for those. Do you share it? And then you're looking at what the other one's queue is. You're going in there and messing it up. God forbid the Amazon Prime account. Not signing up for one of those on your own. I have a working theory.
We have two separate Amazon Primes.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't really know why.
Why are you paying for two?
I have no idea. Again, this goes back to my business idea, subscription management.
What is she hiding? Or what are you hiding?
Well, she orders things literally every day. So.
I think that's what she's hiding.
Well, I mean, they're right there at the door. I suppose I could open them. There's a whole pile of them waiting for her to come back from Detroit.
I have a working theory that if you could great gazoo this thing, and I could go to every married couple that's been married for like 10 years and tell you that you could leave the other one and nothing changed. No finances, no bills, you didn't have to do anything. Kids wouldn't hate you. The other person just magically disappears. What is that like? Like one of those shows where you just get raptured. The person's just gone. No harm, no foul. It's just...
And nothing changes?
Nothing changes about your life.
I don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think
a lot of people would?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're like, hey, just, you know, no evil, no yelling at each other. Again, nothing about your life changes on a day-to-day. You just aren't with that other person. Brother, I think so many people are signing up for that. They're like, they're rubber stamping that.
So it's like a no-counties without the divorce.
Yes.
It's like, let's just...
Yeah.
How many people do you think would leave their partner... for like $1 million?
So many.
Really?
So many.
There's a really funny Instagram video where a couple goes up and does it. She puts like $10 million on a whiteboard, and you see his answer, it's like $250.
That's what I was going to say. $1 million, and I'm making it real. Tax-free, suitcase full of cash.
It's not tax-free.
No.
It's not tax-free.
No, tax-free. You get it. I show up with a briefcase with $500,000. And I just walk up to the dude and I'm like, hey, man.
$500,000.
500 G's. So many dudes are out of there. Their head is, it's just going to be that gif of like the bird spinning around and like the feathers coming off. It's just gone so fast. $1 million?
I'm not out of there.
Yeah, you're right. Women would be like, I need 30 million, guys. How about 30?
I love him so.
How about 30K in a new truck? How'd that be?
Dude's like, 250. We'll take it.
That being said, the Institute of Marriage is great. What are you talking about? It's wonderful.
No, it isn't. But.
I've been wanting to divorce my wife for a while, but the thought of going through all that crap in our garage keeps me in our marriage. Think about it. You have to clean out the garage. You've moved recently.
No, we've done a great job of paring everything down.
That's
nice. We don't even have a garage.
Well, that's probably why you're still together and happy.
Yeah.
If you've ever had to move after living in a place for like 10, 15 years, now do that, but realize with the nastiness of a divorce behind you, like, I ain't doing that. Just the thought of cleaning out the garage alone should keep you together. And then you do one of these, look, no one likes you and no one likes me. We may not be good for each other, but we're not good for anyone else. So let's just rock. Ride this thing together and see what the hell happens. Huh? Let's do it. That whiny bitch.
All right.
Speaking of divorce.
Coming up next.
I have divorce penis news.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
It might be the greatest divorce in the history of the NFL.
Somehow I feel like we're not going to avoid it, so let's just do that next.
No, we got to do it.
All right. We'll be right back. Club. I always want to say Club 1080.
Yes.
But it's not. But it's kind of Club 1080 because we are on the 1080. So it's the club on the fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, it doesn't seem like we can avoid the penis story, so we're going to go with it.
Yeah.
Here is our penis editor-in-chief, penis news editor-in-chief, Jason Skukinik.
Yeah, when there's penis news out there...
You're on it.
I get to the bottom of it. So, Matt Khalil, do you remember him?
I know the name. He was offensive lineman or something?
Offensive lineman, yeah. Two brothers, Matt and Ryan, they both played at USC.
Okay.
And both went on to have nice NFL careers.
I'm Jason Skukinik. My penis is very, very important to me.
Not as important as Matt's. So, Matt had to retire. He made about $60 million in the NFL, but his injury has kind of derailed him. But he did. He made $60 million, and he married a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Nice.
That's nice, you know.
Good for him.
Nice little thing, right? And they were divorced recently. And I would like to point out what the Wikipedia page says about the divorce. Because she recently went public with this. Which, I'm not certain if this is the greatest move that an ex-wife has ever done for her husband. Khalil married American model Haley Khalil in a ceremony in Hawaii. The following year, on July 8th, they renewed their vows. It was very nice. Blah, blah, blah. She filed for divorce on May 4, 2022. In 2025, Haley discussed that they have divorced due to the extreme size of Khalil's genitals. That directly... from the Wikipedia page. She went on a podcast and said that...
am I to assume extreme being large or small?
Well, when I first heard this story, I was...
you would think she'd be, like, trying to...
Right?
Tear him down a little bit.
Well, that's... So when I saw her comments, I was like, that raggedy... You know what?
Black
like, you've been divorced from the guy, and now you're ripping apart. And she said it was the cause of so much marital strife, and she said they worked and worked, but they couldn't overcome this. And I was like... my God, you're just bashing the guy for having a micro-ween. Nay, says it was the size of 2 to 3 Coke cans.
What?
And they could not overcome it.
Oh.
Couldn't handle it. She said it just led a lot of tears, and no matter what she tried, she couldn't handle it. And eventually it just led to them becoming divorced. These, and oh, and by the way.
Why did she say that? Like, what? What's her?
I don't.
What's her modus operandi here?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Don't worry about him because he's now married to another model. Because apparently he has $60 million and the world's largest penis.
He's doing fine.
He's doing just fine. But of all the things that you could have your ex go on like a podcast and call you out for, is that not the nicest thing that an ex-wife has ever said? You know, there was a lot of difficulties in our marriages, but ultimately I just couldn't handle his giant hog. So had to be like, whoops. Although at the same time, might be hard for her. What if you're dating her and you're thinking, like, you just started to kind of date her and you're like, what? That's what you got to follow? Although maybe it's good because she obviously
she appreciates your microwave.
She said it was a big reason why they got divorced. You know, that could be a big reason why you guys get together.
That's Two to three Coke cans? Holy Matt Khalil.
Yeah, that seems like an exaggeration, but okay. Mm.
Has anyone ever broken up due to a Matt? Like, again, I get the micro penis. People break up over too big a penis?
Well, apparently.
This is another one of those
why
men should not have wishes, because there'd be a lot of divorces ending.
I feel like maybe he stuck this in the divorce decree or something. Like, you know, like, hey, listen, I'll divorce you and I'll give you, you know, X, Y, and Z, what you want. But in 2 years, you need to say something about my Coke can penis.
Your three Coke can penis.
Out there in the wild, okay? Give me a little...
just kind of throw it out there.
Kind of give me a little...
You're right. Like, he's out of the spotlight. He hasn't played in years.
He needs a bump up.
And out of nowhere, for seemingly no reason, she's just like, yeah, by the way, I was married to an NFL player. Didn't work out. Why? Just differences like what? Giant penis. Couldn't handle it. I mean, my word. Guy's like a Pete Davidson out there. He's out there getting it done. Now, what we need is confirmation from the new model wife. Although I think she's probably inclined.
Well, she's now stuck right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, what a terrible spot to put her in.
Will you imagine if you were now married to him and this story, and it kind of blew up. It was like in the New York Post and it made all the rounds. You know, every one of her friends is calling her right now. They're like, so what?
Oh, she's already told that to them.
That's already spilled the beans.
Oh yeah.
If they didn't know before, they know now.
Yeah, they knew before. You know how those ladies are. Sit around with their white Zen and spill the beans on what you're packing. Look, we all know it happens. Okay, we don't want to be there for it, but we know it happens.
I think that dude's just walking around wherever he goes now. Like, that's just that dude's got a confidence that you just see. Yeah, it's. That's just God-given right there.
Well, he probably already had that. I mean, yeah. I don't think he needs somebody to say it to the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know from personal experience when you're packing like that, it just gives you a confidence that you...
When you read the news, that swagger...
I don't need to read about my huge dong. I know it. I see it. I live it. Makes me feel good. What do you want?
It's like when, like you said, Shanko, when that Minnesota Viking, he got caught in the background. I think he knew what he was doing there.
Yeah, Vincente Shanko.
Yeah.
Remember that.
He got caught nude in the background of an interview. He knew what he was doing. I guarantee he was like, hey, watch this. I'm gonna put this out there real quick. Whoops.
Which is why maybe
we give Brett Favre not enough credit, because he put his out there and it was kind of sad and depressing.
Well, he didn't put his out there on, I mean, he gave it to Sturger.
Yeah.
Or Sturger, whatever Sturger. Her name is. Yeah. He didn't put it on internet. Would you put that thing on the internet?
No.
This is why I don't understand why guys do this. Mm. Unless you're packing like Matt Khalil, why are you sending pictures of your Johnson?
Yeah.
No one, not even her, wants to see that.
No. It is true. It's just sad, and you're like, seriously, that's what you were fishing with?
It never looks good. Why do you think that looks good?
Matt Khalil could probably get away with that.
I mean, what the hell?
He's probably out there spamming them left and right. He's just sending those things out there.
Probably got a Dropbox.
Yeah. Your Sports Illustrated swimsuit models, like, can't handle it. Why? Too big. Couple Coke cans, can't handle that.
Yeah, like Greg Oden, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Brett Favre? What Brett are you Favre. Doing?
Yeah. Again, that's that gunslinger mentality, man. Just out there spamming it. Just sending it out. See what's up.
God.
Bold move, Cotton. See if it works out for you. There was another one that... Oh, Jeremy Renner. was in the news recently. You know the actor?
Yeah.
So
he's got a new show out.
Yeah, he's got a new show. He's taking some heat because his ex-wife accused him of being like a real piece of crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, this was a while ago, and I guess he was dating a gal that he had done a movie with. Like, it was the director, and she is Chinese, and she released some messages saying that when they broke up, he was threatening to call ICE on her. Like, it was some really nasty text. But what I found interesting in the story was they were working together. Guess how Renner started dating her?
Massage parlor?
Penis photo.
He sent her a DP?
She was the director of a project that he was working on. He sent her the dong photo. She was horrified by it, and yet somehow still ended up dating him.
What?
Yeah.
She was horrified by it.
Yes.
Meaning like...
She confronted him about it.
She's and like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, and yet somehow ended up dating her. They had a consensual relationship.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Why
would she...
I guess that's how much of a smooth talker Jeremy Renner is. He sends the penis photo, starts the conversation, somehow convinces you, oh, I'm sorry, that was my bad, were you not interested? Sweet talks her, ends up getting with her, and then breaks up with her and threatens to call immigration on her. It was a wild ride. Wild story.
Yeah, wasn't he the one that got all beat up in the...
Yeah, snowplow ran him over.
Yeah.
He was
fixing snowplows or something. And
yeah. He got crushed by like a 2-ton snowplow. And yet still out there sending DPs. That's how Jeremy Renner gets down. Yeah, she had like screenshots and she was putting it out there, which I was like, oh my God, that's so gross. And then I was like, wait, you dated him?
The messaging is on TMZ article. It's
yeah. Yeah, it's out there. But I just found it weird that like, can you get a penis photo, get angry about it, date the guy, and then be retroactively angry? Because she was calling him out for sending her unsolicited penis photos, but she still ended up dating him. Can you retroactively be upset about the penis photo?
Can I say something rather offensive?
Go right ahead.
Was she really dating him? Or was...
Yeah, I don't know.
Was there an arrangement? You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
Like, he's a rich American actor...
They're making a movie together.
You know.
He's Hawkeye in more ways than one, apparently. He's an Avenger.
You know what I mean?
Can you get away with sending a penis photo when you're an Avenger? But you're one of the lesser Avengers.
I mean, I know she's a filmmaker, but yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was weird.
Something's not adding up here.
Thought it was strange.
I don't see the messages here, right?
They're out there.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. The penis photo apparently is blurred out. She did not put that out there on blast.
Go to hell. You're a pig. Oh, that's her talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says immigration will be notified of your... Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sounds like he's a classy dude.
You use all apps to send D-pics.
Yeah.
No one said anything so far. You're a pig. Go to hell. Immigration will be notified of you.
But you can't blast him for, like, you just send all your DPs. He sent one to you, and you dated him.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
I get it. There's more we need to know about that story. Perhaps you could sick...
Where's Pablo Torre?
Yeah, Pablo.
He'll find out.
Figure it out.
Isn't that Pablo Torre? Isn't he the one doing all that?
Yeah.
Pablo finds out?
Oh, yeah.
He'll get to the bottom of this.
All right. Well, regrettably, thank you for bringing that to us.
Thought we needed to know.
Bye.
You could relate.
I can't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
The plight. Mm-hmm. Farmer's Almanac news is next, but first, here's Case with SportsCenter.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This Monday Night Football game, by the way, my God, it is 0-0. Punt, fumble, punt, 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 fumble. And now we're going to go into the half.
You need your punt sweatshirt.
I do. I didn't even wear it. I thought Philadelphia and Green Bay, I didn't really feel it was a punt sweatshirt sort of night.
This was supposed to be two good teams. And, well, I mean, I guess they are. But they are. It's just really bad game.
It is a
good defense.
The Green Bay Packers right now have, and they will go into the half this way, they have 83 yards of offense. 83 yards. Not to be, you know, completely outdone, 123 for the Eagles.
Well, maybe it'll be a better second half.
Jeez. Ooh, a Cleveland Browns game was going to break out here.
The Farmer's Almanac is going the way of the TV Guide.
I don't even know what the Farmer's Almanac is, other than, like, doesn't it predict, like, the weather?
Yeah. Have you it's for farmers.
Have you seen a Farmer's Almanac?
Yeah, they used to have the Farmer's Almanac. All around the Midwest.
That's
a big thing.
Did that come to your door in Salina, Kansas?
No, it doesn't come to your door. But the farmers got it, you know. And it was like it was a thing.
Was it?
Yeah. They have been around for 208 years.
Yeah.
And they are shutting down. They will no longer, and they're not just going online. It is over. They are done disseminating the Farmer's Almanac.
Well, I would assume that there's probably a lot better way to get people that information now.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Farmer's Almanac, which is always interesting, was, like, you never really, like, I don't know. It might have been a quack publication, but I'm telling you, people back there, they swore by it, and it was often right. Mm. Like, it would predict long-range weather, and it would do it off of, like, lunar cycles and solar activity, like, you know.
By the way, it also says that it was an amalgamation of not just weather predictions, but gardening, cooking, home remedies, household advice, astrology, and more.
Yeah, it had everything.
1818.
Yeah, had everything, man.
200, you know, 208 years is a hell of a run.
It's going to be missed.
Is it?
Not to you, but to a lot of people, it will. You know, there's still old Farmer Bill out there.
He's upset.
Who's like, how am I going to, what am I going to?
I just picture some dude in the Midwest getting like a Reader's Digest sort of thing. Is Reader Digest still a thing?
I don't think so.
Because I remember those. I remember like going to the doctor's office and getting the Reader's Digest, that little, you know.
Okay, so they're online. Reader's Digest is online.
Yeah.
You can get it. I don't know if you can, I don't know if it's still paper. I know that the TV Guide is no longer. Obviously.
No, I can't imagine that.
That was a big one.
Yeah, I remember the TV Guide.
You'd have to
I used to use a highlighter.
You'd have to check in the TV Guide for when your show was on.
Yeah. I remember like highlighting, like trying to find like when Knight Rider was on. And then like you'd highlight your programs, and my mom would make little with the little post-it notes. She'd make the little sticky notes and then put them in there so that you could look on top of it and see, you know. Golden Girls, 8:30. Just a nice, friendly reminder.
My God, apparently the TV Guide is still a thing.
No.
Yeah, it says it still exists as a bi-weekly print magazine and a digital media brand, though its focus has shifted from daily listings to broader television streaming content.
Hmm. I had no idea.
Yeah, there were some good articles in TV Guide.
It was more than just a TV Guide.
So, I mean, it was all about TV Guide, Sports Illustrated, Playboy, you know, Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
What else? What was the other one? Reader's Digest, you said.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
What other great?
I used to get, well, I didn't get it. My buddy would get it, and that I would always love reading it. I liked the Sporting News.
Yeah.
Because it came in newspaper.
Yeah, it was bigger.
It came, yeah. I liked that. Sports Illustrated was a big deal growing up for me. I remember, like, when my mom would let me get Sports Illustrated, and it wasn't all the time, but, like, I'd get it for Christmas. Remember they do that, like, you can get 52 issues now for, like, $9, and then they'd make you renew it. I could never get the renewal. But whenever I get Sports Illustrated, that was a big deal. I used to love getting Sports Illustrated.
What about Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
Were you a Mad Magazine guy?
I never got the subscription, but that was like one of those, like at school and stuff, you would see it. Like you go to the library. Let's also not forget the greatest publication of all time when you were a kid, and that was Playboy.
Well, no, I mentioned Playboy. Yeah.
Oh.
I just said Playboy.
Yeah, Playboy. Because that's not a thing anymore either. Ah, that stuff.
I don't even think they do it, do they? Is it online?
It went online, and then, like, remember they went away from nudity, and they may have gone back. I don't know. We were in New Orleans last year, and there's a Hustler store on Bourbon Street, and they're still a Hustler magazine. I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised by that. I was like, why is
that? Well, that makes more sense because it's just filth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the dudes love the filth.
Yeah.
Playboy's a little bit more like, well.
But at the same time, I was a little surprised that. Like, who's buying a Hustler?
Well.
Like, what?
I mean, people that don't have regular internet porn?
Well, yeah.
Probably.
But you can afford.
Who's buying a Playboy? Like,
yeah, it's true. But at least I think the Playboy makes more sense. Because Playboy, yeah, it had nudity, but there was a lot of stuff in the Playboy. The Hustler is just. I mean, that's all. Like you said, that's all the Hustler is. You would think if one of those things was going to survive, it wouldn't be Hustler. It would be Playboy.
Yeah, National Geographic was another one.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Victoria's Secret catalog? I don't think that's a thing anymore. I think that went away.
Really?
Yeah. I think that may have made a comeback, kinda, but that went away for a bit, and I don't know if they brought it back. But that was another one, like, when you were a kid, like, stealing your mom's Victoria's Secret catalog? You see, lowercase, you have no idea of what we had to operate. Like, we didn't have internet porn. You had to make do with what you had. Yeah, and
had to go find it.
You had to go find it.
It was like a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Through your parents' closet.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe your friends, your neighbor's parents' closet when they were away or out to dinner.
You had to find it.
And every once in a while, you'd find that treasure trove, stack of Playboys.
And other than that, like you found like a Vogue magazine. You're like, well, it's gonna have to do. It's in a pinch.
Yeah, you'd have to look at the department store.
Yeah, like a Sears catalog.
Sears catalog. Look at the bras.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how bad it was.
Well, yeah.
You lowercase. You have no idea.
You don't know what it means to get the Showtime free trial weekend subscription and have to sneak out of like your room at 2:30 in the morning to watch Red Shoe Diaries. That's what the world we lived in. Scrambled porn. That was the thing. You're like, wait.
Scrambled HBO.
Scrambled HBO.
You don't get HBO, but you just try to look through the scrambled TV to see the boobs.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. East Bay. The East Bay magazine. Loved East Bay.
Yeah, that was good.
See, that was one that was still popular when I was in, like, middle school.
East Bay?
Really?
Yeah. Like, you'd flip through, and you're like, oh, man, you would circle everything you wanted, and you'd get none of it. You're like, bam, but... I said, if I had $60, I'd have these shoes. Don't have $60, nor do I have these shoes. Like, you'd give your mom, like, back to school shopping, you'd give her, like, 30 things, you'd get one.
Well, rest in peace, Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
I don't know what the farmers are going to do now.
Someone's saying there's a Hustler store next to Washington Square. How is the Hustler store still a thing? There's one in Vancouver, too.
Well, those...
Do people go into those?
Yeah. Sex shops? I mean, it seems like they do. There's always cars out there.
Hustler next to, in Washington Square, is prime location. It's next to a weed shop, a Taco Bell, and a strip club.
There's that one
location,
on
location, location.
Yeah, they're always like right off of freeways. There's that one that sits up on the top of Barber Boulevard on I-5. Have you?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's still up there. Yeah. It's still a sex shop or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I've never been up there. But there, you know, it sits up on the top of the hill. You got to take the drive of shame to get up there. Everyone can see your car.
Well, there's one. I don't remember. It's either a Taboo or it's one of those places. It's on my way to the I pass it every day on my way to the gym. I've never seen a car ever in the parking lot. Not one time.
Well, then that's when it's a front.
Right? Like who's unless like you're go is there like secret parking so that no one sees you? But I've never seen someone go and it's right at a stoplight. And every day I look over there and I'm like, not a single car. And yet it's been there for like ever. It's like a pink building. I'm not sure. They're all like, I don't know the name of it. I think it might be a Taboo, but it's right across the street from that exotic bird hut. I'm convinced there's some sort of weird tunnel between the two. There's like an adult store, a bird hut, and right next to it, there's like an inventor's, it says like the inventor's corp or something in the worst looking building. And that's like what's right there on Division. I'm convinced there's like underground panda fighting. Like something, there's like some weird Shanghai tunnels under those buildings and weird crap's going down.
You know, another one, Skinamax.
Yeah.
After Midnight on Cinemax.
Yep.
Bro. Whatever I'm trying to say. Magical.
Yep. When your parents were like, hey, we're going out for the night and we won't be back late. You're like, all right. Cinemax, here I come.
Yep.
Time to surf some channels.
Yep. And you'd watch them. They were terrible movies. But you'd watch them.
Yep.
And inevitably, it would always give you what you wanted.
That's what you had to operate with. It was a simpler time back then, but you had to put in effort. You really did. Kids nowadays, it's too easy.
Finally, you guys are giving me validation on my theory of why today's kids are soft. It's not that everybody gets a trophy. It's that they are handed their porn.
It's true.
We had to go find it. We had to be creative, crafty. Yeah. These kids, they just don't know.
No.
That's what we're trying to tell you. Yeah. Lowercase.
You are handed.
You're lucky.
It is littered everywhere. You don't even try and it finds you. You did. You had to go hunting for it. It's like the difference
between character.
It's the difference between going to a supermarket and buying a steak and having to go out and like hike in a mountain and shoot something and cook it and clean it.
I think that's right. Yeah. It's kind of like hunter gatherer type.
Yeah, the hunter gatherer porn.
That's the best analogy I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. You had to fight for it, man. You had to be sneaky.
You had to put your life on the line for it.
Yes.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Well, look, I'm not wishing more flu on Schnitzel Wolf, but if he doesn't come back tomorrow, I'm okay with it. Only because
you don't want.
Yeah, just stay. You're sick.
Yeah.
So Schnitzel Wolf, Schnitzy was sick today.
I'm surprised that he stayed out. He's the sort of young fella that is he'll power through an illness unless he's like losing a lung. The Schnitzel Wolf will be in.
Well, we had young Casey in again today. Mm-hmm. Are you on call for tomorrow, too? Have you heard anything?
Nothing yet, but I'm here if you need me.
What a go-getter.
So what happens when you're a youngin'?
How's Will doing? Do we know? Remember Will Ortner?
Yeah.
Fan personality?
Well, it's weird that he covers the Seahawks, but he lives in Texas.
Yeah, it's like, what is he? Who does he? What? What's he doing?
It's a YouTube company, and so it's like a streaming thing. He does like a YouTube stream, and he watches Seahawks games live and like talks about them. And then like is a Seahawks beat reporter, but he moved to Texas to cover them as opposed
to... Well, he's not on the beat. He doesn't go to games.
No, he does not.
That's not a beat reporter.
No, but he's in charge of this company's Seahawk channel. That's all I know.
Cool.
That's what
I miss that guy. He was great.
I'm sure he's doing great down there.
I hope so.
We want all of our young Sparkies to go out and make their mark.
Fly.
Yeah. Well, he's a single guy down there in, he's in Dallas. He's probably doing great.
I'll tell you, Dallas, you know, it's been a while since I've been there, but man, we partied there a while back in the day, and it's wonderful.
Well, and Will's...
A lot of ladies there.
And Will's wholesome. Like, he'll meet a nice, wholesome... Like, Christian church-going Southern gal. And he'll get married and have a couple kids. Will has no larceny in his blood. He's a sweetheart. He'll do good down there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything else for you guys.
Well, I think, aren't we done?
Tonight.
Didn't lowercase just tell us we're basically
well, done? I don't know. I don't hear the music. I mean, well, what's happening? Are we done, lowercase?
No.
Almost. I guess the Blazers just we're lost. Getting there.
Yeah. So
what happened?
So it was a back and forth game. Blazers made a big comeback in the fourth, and they actually went up by two with a few seconds left. Banchero drove the lane, got fouled on a layup, made it to make it 112-112, going to the line with like 5 seconds left to win the game, misses the free throw. Portland grabs it, calls timeout. Holiday fumbles the ball away, gives it back to Orlando. Orlando hits a buzzer beater, walks it off, and
yikes.
There you go.
What was the score?
115, 112, 114, 112, something like that.
Well, the spread was 2, so I'm sure some people are wondering. Well,
I just closed the computer, but yeah, it was. And lowercase did jinx them as he went on his update and said that it looked like
1,000%. Yeah,
said Portland was going to pull the miraculous comeback, and literally Banchero, like 2 seconds later, hit the shot,
and then Desmond Bane with the game winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost by 3.
So it was the heave 3 then?
Yeah, Desmond Bane hit a game winner from deep.
Ah.
And don't worry, the Green Bay-Philadelphia game, still 0-0.
Yeah, start of the second half.
Yeah.
Can I get a Eagles threatening.
Can I get a field goal, for God's sakes? Something.
Everybody have a great night, okay?
Yeah.
We want that for you.
I'm going to go home and not watch this Monday night game.
Oh, you're going to watch.
I know.
You're going to watch. And so am I.
I'm going to hate watch it.
We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.